That's right. And I don't go for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, when you went to the store years ago to do your...
buying the groceries.
Yeah. Say you made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and he put the purchase in the paper and he... if you wanted a gift, he...
The lady ever did give me any app. What you talking about? No, no time. Well, if a kid along, I might give him a little piece of candy or two.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, baby, little kid.
What about if a storekeeper bought something, sold something for $2 that he paid, say, $2.50 for? He was selling it.
That didn't happen. He was selling under cost.
Yeah.
Price. They usually try to make about 20% on profit.
Oh. Did you ever belong to any clubs or anything?
Probably been a Mason ever since I was 23 years old. Are you one?
No. My granddaddy was a Mason. You have to pay yearly?
Mm-hmm. Dues.
Okay.
But I'll tell you about it. There's no foolishness in it. It is a good organization. Because they don't tell what they do and all, you know, and they don't invite you to join, but you can, you join on your own free will, but it's nothing wrong about it. I've lectured a lot of people, you know, you got a whole lot to learn. I really loved it. And, when I was in town, before I got married, I went to meetings everywhere, all over the state.
You've been a Mason for 50 years?
No, I joined when I was 23. Doggone right, then yes. It won't be long before I get my 50-year certificate.
I know that because my granddaddy got a 50-year
pension. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll have a big to-do for you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I had a 25-year big to-do. But you know, I forgot about that. I'm 72. Next year, I'll be a Mason 50 years.
Better be sure you got your dues paid.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I keep them in my pocketbook. But you know the things you got on that stuff. You know why I joined the Mason? I reckon out there with a young fella that I thought a whole lot of. And he joined the Mason. His name was Bob. And when he got through, I asked him, I said, Bob, if you were me, would you join? Yeah. Yeah. But he didn't invite me to. He said, yeah. And I went on and put in my application. Then. So there's nothing wrong about it.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go, you run up on your friend. You can all over the United States, as far as the world, as far as that's concerned.
Now, time to pay the bill. When it's time to pay the bill, usually once a year, sharecropper, that was when the bill came.
Yeah, but this day and time, you pay the bill once a month. Because we used to at the store, we bought groceries once a month. You know, pay the bill once a month, every end of every month, you pay the bill. And the way I did, when first got married and I was working with the highway, I had two accounts up there. I used to love to shoot craps. And if I went broke and didn't have no money, I'd go ahead and get money and charge it to my crap shooting account. And then when I won a whole lot, I'd come, let him keep it. That did that for a while.
In other words, you could borrow?
From him, you know, I'd go from the store. I'd get money and get there. Here, I got to have some money on my crap shooting account. I didn't let my wife know it. That's why I got around my wife. She didn't know nothing about that.
During the Depression, did you ever? You couldn't get any money then. You couldn't.
No, it just wasn't no money. It was hard. Or you could get money, all right. In other words, the bank went broke. You know, all the banks closed up for a while.